This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin, Aiman and Cam. Sean Tanis is in the studios with us for The Market Wrap. Today, we're looking at Indonesia and their fiscal policy after President Joko Widodo announced the national budget for next year. A Bloomberg report says Jokowi is seeking a focused record spending this time to save the largest economy in ASEAN from the economic slowdown.
Yeah, so the budget was mainly focused on five main aspects, namely human resource development, infrastructure, social protection, regional autonomy, and also anticipation of global uncertainty. But the focus of perception is very much centered on investments in infrastructure like roads, ports, airports, and even a new capital city in Kalimantan. So this also coincides with the GDP being steady at 5%. On this end, so far, Jokowi is seen to have made an impact with increased support from his cabinet. In fact, after decades of hesitance, Jakarta's subway system finally opened this year. At least 25 airports have been planned, and there's also a focus on power plants, and a highway network for Sumatra is also being pushed.
You mentioned the support of Jokowi's cabinet. His finance minister, Sri Mulyani Indrawati, is becoming one of the key figures behind some of his government's achievements so far.
Yes. So in the report, it was noted that one of the most fascinating parts of this of his budget is the idea that the deficit will be at 1.76% of GDP, which is down from this year's estimate of 1.93%. So the burning question is, how is that even possible? Well, it's all very subjective, but part of the answer is the finance minister, Sri Mulyani Indrawati, who managed to boost tax collection by overcoming a chronic national issue of tax default and lack of collection. So they're saying in some ways this budget is an endorsement of Indrawati, who is seen as a vital asset for the government. And Jokowi will definitely rely on her wisdom again. But in this term, it's going to be more challenging, especially with headwinds when it comes to global growth. So the fact is, Indonesia is highly sensitive to global investor sentiment. So they can also be affected by anything that may weaken appetite for the currency and its sovereign bonds, where about 40% are held by foreigners. So Bloomberg highlighted sometimes this translates into bullying and even shooting of the messenger. If you remember, back in 2017, they suspended business partnerships with JP Morgan Chase & Co. after the firm downgraded Indonesian equity. So it remains to be seen how Jokowi's ambitious plans will play out in his second term.
Moving on to Bursa, there's news about Axiata and potential takeover offers for its unit, EDOTCO Group. What's happening there?
Yeah, so reports claim Axiata received a number of inquiries in recent months about a potential takeover of its EDOTCO Group, which could fetch a value of up to $3 billion in the deal. So it is said the interest, however, didn't lead to any detailed discussion. So Axiata, of course, confirmed in May they are holding talks with Telenor to combine the Asian telco operations to create a company with 300 million customers in 9 countries. But regarding the interest in EDOTCO, Axiata reportedly declined to comment when contacted. So at close today, Axiata fell down 13 cent at 4 ringgit 89.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.